And one of the great initiatives that the University of Newcastle do every year, the Newcastle Legal Centre, is Law on the Beach. Great opportunity in a very informal manner to get some legal advice on a whole raft of things. And great to have Sean McCarthy on the line. And Sean, there's a possibility that someone might be talking to you in the next couple of days about how to deal with Foxtel giving them a call. Good morning.
Morning, Todd.
Dear. That was interesting, wasn't it?
Yes, apparently.
I don't think I'd like to be on the receiving end of Rupert Murdoch, would you?
No, I think it might be a David Goliath battle.
Absolutely. So we're looking at issues maybe a little bit smaller. It's a great initiative. How many years has it been running now?
We've been running it for 14 years, and the demand increases each year, so we know that it's an important service to the community.
Do you find that apart from the fact that it is a free initiative, people get intimidated by having to engage a solicitor or just scared about going and getting advice?
It can be confronting and it can be intimidating. What we endeavour to do is to take away that by having a conversation in a very relaxed, accessible environment down at the Surf Life Saving Club, opportunity for people to talk to us about the myriad of legal issues that can confront people in 21st century Australia.
Is anything off the table? You know, what are some of the most common queries that you have from people coming and seeing you at these events?
January and February are family law months, we find, so lots of family law issues that arise that have occurred over the Christmas New Year break. We're expecting to see quite a few people who have issues with Centrelink and the robot letters that have been sent out over the last couple of months. Employment issues also arise, people who have been unfairly terminated or dismissed. So we see a whole variety of issues across our beach clinics.
So the situation is, it is just advice. You pretty much can't take on people's cases or take on people's problems. Once they've come and had a chat to you, what direction do you point them in?
Yeah, so there are some cases that we can take on if it fits our criteria. We're a free legal service. And our resources are directed to people who are disadvantaged in dealing with the legal system. We do provide some representation in various courts and tribunals. So it depends on the case and also our resources.
We know that the world of the legal is very, very complicated, and most of us lay people don't know a lot about the law. Are you surprised how little we actually do know about our rights and when it comes to the law?
I think over the last decade or so, there has been an increase in the people's knowledge of rights, awareness of consumer organisations that have advocated for people. But the law is so complex. I know when I was studying law, the volume of material was probably a quarter of what law students now have. And the governments are putting out laws every day, changing the laws. So it becomes a very specialised area. And you do need some expert assistance in dealing with authorities, government organisations and institutions.
A lot of us are guilty when we're feeling crook of going online and consulting Dr. Google. Do you find a lot of people go and consult Lawyer Google as well?
Yes, they do. Sometimes a little knowledge can be a dangerous thing. You need to be aware that there are limits on what you can get online, and often online is not actually verified. So you need to be very cautious about getting definitive advice off the internet.
It's a great initiative. If you would like to take part in it, what's the best way to get in contact with you and the team?
Yeah, so our legal centre is on 4921 8666. There's details about our Law on the Beach initiative on the University of Newcastle website. We run the clinics tomorrow, and it's a drop-in clinic starting at 9:30 through to 2:30 down at the Newcastle Surf Life Saving Club. So you can simply drop in any time between then, and we can see you and give you some advice.
I suppose there are worse places to sit and have to wait to speak to someone about your legal matters.
Yeah, it's not a bad place to have an office for a day, that's true, although we've been feeling the heat over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I suppose law on the beach is better than law in the paddock, but when it's hot, it's hot, it's hot. Sean, thanks very much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Todd.
Director of the University of Newcastle Legal Centre, Sean McCarthy. Details on the Todd Sargent Morning Show page if you would like to find out a little bit more, or just turn up tomorrow, 9:30 to 2:30 at Newcastle Surf Life Saving Club. Be prepared to wait a little bit because there might be a bit of a lineup, but they'll be there to have a chat to you. 14 to midday.